Under pressure, Mexican governor backtracks after officially declaring 150 lives lost as gunmen entered Texas during attack. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on December 3, 2019. Editor's notes: just hours after saying that a group of approximately 150 cartel gunmen illegally snuck into Texas through a series of dirt roads and over the border river before crossing back into Mexico to attack a rural community for a shootout that killed at least 23. The governor of Coahuila is now walking back his statement, claiming the gunmen did not cross the international boundary. On Tuesday afternoon, Coahuila Governor Miguel Angel Riquelme reversed his verbal statements issued hours earlier, where he said gunmen from the Cartel del Noreste CDN faction of Los Zetas entered Texas as they made their way from Nuevo Laredo to Coahuila. "What I said was that our territory is vast and our borders with Texas, Tamaulipas, and Nuevo León, a part where there is nothing but desert, where it is unknown whose limits they are, that is where they tried to go around to enter the ranches and enter directly to Villa Union," Riquelme was quoted by El Norte. "It doesn't mean that they crossed the river or that they entered the U.S. The reversal comes after his statements caused an uproar about cartel gunmen temporarily crossing into Texas. El Norte and Reforma News Agency published the original statement where Riquelme said, "They go around through the U.S. part and they enter directly to the ranches in Coahuila towards Villa Union." Ellos van y roden por la parte de Estados Unidos y se meten directamente por los ranchos de Coahuila hacia Villa Unión, dijo Miguel Riquelme. El Norte, et El Norte, December 3, 2019. Their subsequent report. Contrario a lo que dijo ayer, gobernador de Coahuila, et Mike, afirma ahora que Grupo Armado no cruzó y previo a realizar ataque en Villa Unión. El Norte, et El Norte, December 3, 2019. Original report below. The governor of Coahuila, a Mexican state bordering Texas, revealed that approximately 150 cartel gunmen illegally snuck into Texas through dirt roads and the border river as they made their way to the Mexican town of Villa Union for an hours-long shootout that killed 23 individuals, including 4 cops and 2 firefighters. Coahuila Governor Miguel Angel Riquelme revealed that state authorities arrested 2 gunmen from the Cartel del Noreste CDN faction of Los Zetas, who disclosed their convoy consisted of approximately 25 SUVs carrying at least 6 shooters apiece, Zocalo reported. The gunmen took various dirt roads as they made their way to Villa Union, where they fired repeatedly at the City Hall building, torched police cars, and then engaged authorities in a fierce gun battle. The official revelation is the first of kind where cartel gunmen crossed into Texas before carrying out a series of attacks. Certain portions of the Rio Grande are shallow enough to allow a 4-wheel drive vehicle to cross even without deploying a makeshift bridge. Officials did not specify the means of crossing in this case. As Breitbart Texas reported, 4 police officers and 7 to 10 gunmen died in the initial shootout, with at least 7 more dying hours following the incident. Information released since then revealed that the gunmen kidnapped various locals as they fled Villa Union, including 2 firefighters whose dead bodies were later recovered. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.